Now let us talk about the contemporary development which is taking place from an international HRM point of view. Today, a lot of increase has been visible from a data analytics point of view. Hence, increased use of data analytics for workforce insights. Today, when I talk about analytics, lot of tools, lot of processes, lot of international businesses has come, and at the same time, when I talk about analytics, all these data, when beautifully present to each one of us from the expectation point of view, it completely redefines your workforce insights. When I talk about an international data point of view, all these data will help you to design your strategies from your human resource management point of view. When we talk about the contemporary model, the traditional model, yes, it focuses on one particular set of people or one particular business. But when I talk about an international HRM, we not only focus on your domestic business, we also understand the international dynamics, how these are getting influenced by each other, and how we can better these from a workforce dynamics point of view. Predictive algorithm, improving hiring, and management decision are one of the key elements which are the contemporary development which is happening from an international HRM point of view. Hence, predictive algorithm is helping you to understand the trends. These trends actually creates a pattern. These pattern will help you to understand your market dynamics. These market dynamics will help you to understand your business. Your business, when sync to your international HRM, it will help you to understand your business in a much deeper and a much better way. Hence, as a part of our predictive algorithm, it will help you to improve your hiring. It will help you to improve your entire profitability. It will help you to make quick management decision if you are able to apply this algorithm, this predictive analysis as a part of your day-to-day learning. Hence, please ensure every day when you are learning something, try to adapt this as a part of your day-to-day activity. Understand these trends, understand this predictive algorithm, and then apply this into your day-to-day activity. This will not only help you to be a better HR professional, this will also help you to understand overall market and what the group dynamics is talking about from an international business point of view. Standardization of data for global analytics and policy validation is also one of the important elements which we need to take care of. A standardized data not only helps you to fix all the issues when they are arised, not from an emergency point of view, but from a long-term point of view. When we have a standardized data, when we have a proper format of our data, it helps you to retrieve the data very easily. And when you apply this analytics, this algorithm, this predictive algorithm into your day-to-day activity, it will help you to arrive to the global analytics. From an international business point of view, it's very important for you to understand that if my particular segment, my particular business which I am currently dealing with, what are the international dynamics which is deriving, which is driving the entire business from a long-term per se, how I am able to keep my data into a standard format. A standard format from a HRM point of view is one of the key elements, because many a times we all struggle from a standardized data point of view because the data is not into the required format. The data which is made available to each one of us may not be used from a long-term per se. Hence, for each one of us from a HRM student point of view, from an international HR point of view, it's very important for each one of us to understand that we all need to have a standardized data from a global analytics point of view. And at the same time, we also need to validate from a policy point of view, because when you are designing a particular policy, when you are designing one particular predictive algorithm as a part of your learning, you need to also validate these learnings. You also need to ensure that whatever we are talking about, whatever we are dealing from a long-term per se, we are able to adapt this from a predictive analysis point of view. And that's the reason you need to understand the contemporary development which has happened from a international HRM point of view. To give you an example, as a part of our day-to-day HRMS activities, we use MS Excel, we use PowerPoint, all these tools as a part of our day-to-day activity. Please maintain a standard database. Please maintain a standard way of keeping and updating your database from a long-term per se as one of the key elements, because many a times the person changes, the policy changes, and we get into a soup and we are not able to understand our own data. Hence, data is a very important factor from a data analytics point of view, from a predictive algorithm point of view, and the standardization data as a part of our day-to-day activity is something which we all need to take care of. And my humble suggestion to all of you is, please try to keep your data as simple as possible, because the more simple you keep your formats, the more you will be able to use them from a long-term perspective. Today, when I talk about workflows, workforce, please try to understand today, we are not restricting ourselves only to one particular area from a geography point of view. Today's workforce is globally present everywhere. While I may be operating from one particular geography, thanks to the globalization, today everything is available at the click of the button. Hence, lot of predictive analysis, predictive algorithm, lot of international ways of standardized database management, all these practices today are one of the common practices which we all from a HRM point of view need to adapt from a long-term per se. Managing global teams with increased focus on virtual engagement. Today, when we talk about engagement, we restrict ourselves only from a physical engagement point of view. Thanks to globalization, thanks to international markets, thanks to all these places where our employees are getting associated with virtually all across the globe, today we are not restricting ourselves only to one particular region or one particular province or one particular state. With globalization, with international HRM, the focus is on virtual engagement. While yes, you need to engage your employee from a long-term per se, because the day you stop getting engaged with your employees, trust me, the connection between you and employee is lost. So for you to be able to get engaged with your employer, to be engaged with your employees, you become that important link between your employer and your employee. Hence, today, HR is one of the key elements to drive both the business from an employment point of view, from an employer point of view, and also from an employee point of view. Hence, they play the dual role of managing the business from the virtual engagement point of view. Hence, keeping your employees virtually engaged from a long-term per se is one of the key elements which I would strongly recommend all my students who are studying international HRM as a part of their subject. Work from home and hybrid model are some of the beautiful examples today where a complete team dynamics have been changed, and the bonding between the organizations, outside the organizations, within the organization has been one of the key elements. And of course, it has enabled a lot of cross-cultural engagement from a collaboration point of view. Thanks to all these global practices, you will not only able to take care of your local business, it will also help you to understand business from an international presence point of view. And that's the reason from an international HRM point of view, when you are dealing with people, when you are dealing with your culture, when you're dealing with a combination of people and culture from a long-term per se, it's very important for each one of us to understand how do we manage our team globally. Whereas we not only take care of their employment, we not only take care of their culture, we also give them a great learning opportunity from a long-term per se, because when you are dealing with humans, you need to deal with them tactfully to ensure that they are upskilled from a long-term point of view. And of course, a lot of virtual engagement, lot of work from home opportunities, lot of hybrid opportunities, understanding and creating that cultural sensitivity within our team members will be one of the key elements which will help you to bond well and understand the group dynamics and understand collaboration from a long-term perspective. Some of the key elements which we spoke about is definitely to understand how we can use group dynamics, how we can use these predictive analysis, how we can understand the global market challenges, also how we can use more and more work from home opportunities, because today, post COVID, lot of people have moved from a work from office model to work from home model. Many of them prefer to have a positive work-life balance. And when I talk about positive work-life balance, friends, let me tell you, work from home opportunities today is being promoted by all the facets of the industry. They are not restricted only to one particular industry type. Even manufacturing today is giving a lot of possible work from home opportunities based on the collaboration to enable them to be able to bond much better, to be able to come out with more hybrid work model, and from a long term per se, how we can create more virtual engagement for our team members. Now let's move on to the next element of our discussion, how contemporary model today has increased from an international HRM point of view. Again, the continuation of what we discussed a while ago, when we talk about predictive analysis, algorithm, all the tools, statistics, in continuation today, every organization now is focusing the adoption of a cloud-based and mobile HR solutions. As I mentioned, everything has come to a small screen. At a click of the button, you get everything readily available to your consumption. Hence, adoption of a cloud-based software, adoption of these learning practices from a mobile solution point of view are the key elements wherein you don't restrict you yourself to one location or one particular geography. With adoption of cloud-based, you can expand your business everywhere all across the globe. At the same time, these are very, very cost effective, very simple, and they are easily adaptable from a long-term solution point of view. Mobile app streaming and mobile app streamline employee lifecycle management. When we use these mobile applications, friends, those days are gone where all these were very, very complex processes. You know, when people used to use their desktops, today they have been replaced by laptops. Laptops have been replaced by palm tops. At a single click of button, your entire mobile application streamlines your employee lifecycle management in a beautiful way. Hence, from entry to exit, the entire HRM plays a very important role. In fact, today we have gone beyond hiring, wherein our policies and our strategies are how we can tap more markets and procure and create more job opportunities for our employment. At the same time, post-employment, post-exit, how we can keep them engaged is one of the key challenges and one of the contemporary development today, which international HRM today is focusing upon. Hence, we focus not only on pre-exit, we also focus on post-exit so that how we can continue our association from a HRM point of view. Real-time feedback collection and workforce pulse reporting is one of the key elements which we also need to consider. For you to understand your pulse, for you to understand your organization culture, you need to be connected with your people. When you are connected with your people, it will help you to understand where my entire process is heading to. Whether my day is positive, whether am I getting any feedback from my employees, and if I have got this feedback, am I doing something positive about it? Not every day will be a positive day. You will face lot of challenges from your day-to-day employment point of view. Hence, please understand your pulse. Please understand the pulse of your organization, the culture of your organization, and basis on the inputs which you are clearly getting and they are visible to you, please understand or how do I create a real-time feedback. At the time of our exit, there's a typical practice of collecting exit feedback at the time of exit. For me, to be able to understand the group dynamics, to be able to understand how we can get better engaged, it's always good to have some feedback mechanism, some group dynamics, some predictive analysis where you come to know that this would be a potential exit. And hence, from an HRM point of view, it's very important to understand these trends, to understand these dynamics. And in case if you can understand these early exits, let me tell you, if you understand the early exits in advance, you can take some action. And in case if everything goes well, you can stop these exits. Because when an employee is exiting, it creates a lot of negative feedback for you, for your brand and the employment from a whole organization point of view. Hence, when you are retaining somebody, I always tell all my HR students, today, retention is the new recruitment. Because if you are retaining somebody, you are not required to hire somebody else, because you have retained the employee and you have retained them from a long term per se. Hence, understanding the real dynamics, taking the real time feedback, understanding the pulse of your employment, pulse of your day to day employees, what they are demanding for, what they are looking for, and if you are able to give these statistics, give this feedback to your management, to your key stakeholders, it will not only help you to plan better, it will also help you to retain your employment from a long term per se, and you can create more HR robust practices from a long term point of view. It is also how you need to use this predictive analytics to understand that these employee trends, this will help you to make you understand whether we are going positive or we are going negative. These trends will help you to understand whether we are going on the right track. If we are going on the right track, you know these are the feedback which is going to help you to improve yourself from a much better productivity point of view. But if you ignore these feedback, and at the end, when you collect all this data, you will realize that, you know, time has gone. You are already behind the time and your competition is creating that opportunities where most of your profit chunk is taken by the competition. Hence, from an international HRM point of view, it's very important for each one of you to understand that all these predictive analytics will help you to understand your patterns, to understand your trends. When you understand these patterns, you will come to know what are your areas of excellence and what are your areas of improvement. Focus on your areas of improvement to be able to do your job much better. At the same time, please do not ignore the areas of excellence, because for you, it is very important to keep this pulse, to keep the pace continuous for a long term to be able to understand these dynamics and give this predictive analysis to your management, to your key stakeholders, and these employee trends will talk a lot about your business pattern, about your revenue pattern, about your employee lifecycle management to be able to complete take care of hire to retire model from a HRM point of view. At the same time, staying updated with HR trends supports organizational success. If you know what your trends are, how things are shaping up from a long term per se, please have your 30, 60, 90 days plan. Understand what are the key element which I need to focus on the next 30 days, the next 60 days, the next 90 days, and subsequently your 1 year, 2 year, 3 year vision, mission statement, and that's all. Keep on challenging yourself and understand these trends, because these trends will support you from your organization success point of view. And hence, using analytics into your day-to-day activity, using these terms and using these practices from a day-to-day operation point of view, trust me, as an international HRM student, it is gonna help you to channelize your thought, increase the productivity, and at the same time, how we can better as a organization. Let's quickly summarize the key elements of today's discussion. International HRM manages HR practices in cross-cultural and multidimensional context. It focuses on acquiring, deploying, and utilizing human resources globally. The key elements here which we are focusing on, the key areas like cross-cultural management, comparative HRM, and international HRM. These are the few concepts which we discussed a while ago, because as an international HRM student, for me, it is very important to understand the cross-cultural dimension from a multinational point of view. It equally focuses on acquiring a new talent, deploying the new talent, and utilizing them in the best possible way, wherein we do not exploit our resources. Because if you are exploiting the resources from a long-term per se, trust me, your international market is gonna crash. It's gonna create these hurdles from a long-term employment point of view, especially if you're dealing with expats, with international clients, with international human resources. It is one of the key elements which we need to focus and ensure that we are able to manage these human resources processes, not only from a local point of view, but also from an international point of view. At the same time, there are key elements which we need to focus upon, which will be your cross-cultural management, your comparative HRM, and international HRM as a subject which we need to focus upon. International HRM focuses on employees on international assignments and project. Balancing and coordinating between these HR processes, HR systems with local and cultural sensitivity. Recent trends using data analytics, virtual machines, virtual teams, engagement, cloud-based HRM. These are some of the modern practices today which are helping us to run our international business, our international HRM from a long-term per se. When we are dealing with humans, please be sensitive about the human feeling, the human element, which is gonna help you to grow your business, which is gonna sensitize your employee, because when you are dealing with an international assignment or international project, lot of cross-cultural sensitivity comes into picture. You need to take care of your local culture. At the same time, with the international exposure, you also need to create that sensitivity from a long-term per se. And please do understand these trends, do understand these dynamics, do understand these data, because these data, if used in a positive way, in a proper standardized way, will give you lot of insights, lot of tabular data, which you can use it from a global international presence point of view. And if these tools are used in the right way, using global cloud platforms from a longevity point of view, you can keep these records from a long-term person. Thank you.